Ciao, ciao, Cortona. Welcome to the third edition of The Young Americans. You're joined tonight with me, Ava. We have Em.
Hello again.
Emma.
Hey, guys.
And finally, Colin.
Chowdy.
We're going to continue with our theme that we chose for our last episode with iconic 80s movie soundtracks. The first song today is Axel F. by Harold Faltermeyer. It's from the 1984 action and comedy film Beverly Hills Cop, starring Eddie Murphy. Welcome back, everyone.
That was Axel F. by Harold Faltermeyer, a great, purely instrumental track from an excellent film. Very influential melody. You've probably heard it sampled other places before. And all the other music adds a lot of character to the film. And speaking of cop movies.
Yes, speaking of cop movies, we want to talk a little bit about a movie that we saw a few weeks ago, Cortona 70s.
We absolutely love it. Thanks so much to our friend
for making it happen.
Yeah, talk about a bombastic film.
It was actually incredible.
It was amazing.
Unfortunately, I didn't get to see it, but I really want to, and I definitely will one day. I'm sure the fashion in it is very cool.
And just top-notch.
The characters.
The music? The music.
It was like,
we should have an entire radio show dedicated to the soundtrack.
Yeah, the original scores composed for the film.
Yeah, which is a very impressive
thing. It was like the Naked Gun meets the Warriors meets a bunch of other stuff.
It was great. We're in the time of our lives. Alright, next up we have got Young Hearts by Commuter, which is featured in the 1984 film The Karate Kid. We got another Karate Kid song in here. You know I wouldn't let this one go too easy. Starring Ralph Macchio and Pat Morita. Mm-hmm.
than you thought. You lost it staring back at you.
Ciao guys, we're back. That was Young Hearts by Commuter from The Karate Kid, made in 1984. And honestly, when I was a kid, I mostly grew up on old movies, and this was one of those movies where my mom sat us down and we watched The Karate Kid, and for the first time ever, I was exposed to the wonder of the 80s. And so, The Karate Kid is, you know, it's an iconic film.
Iconic, if you will.
Iconic, if you will. After our last radio show, my dad listened in, and he told us that we use the word iconic too much, and so...
Did he lie?
No, he didn't lie. He didn't lie, but
we had one adjective, and it was that one.
Are we wrong, though? Are we wrong? So anyways, yeah, that was one of my first foray into the 80s.
I was a squeamish kid, and I remember having just a visceral reaction to when he sweeps the leg.
Comes back and kicks him in the face, though. And then wins the movie, gets the girl.
Great music, though, am I right?
Yeah.
Anyways, we're talking about Cortana 70s, and I mentioned that I couldn't see it. It's because I had COVID, which is unfortunate, and I know that a lot of Cortanese have been dealing with this, as well as us in the U.S. too, which is a little unfortunate, but it was honestly a nice break from all of the, you know, stress and schoolwork that we've been doing at the end of the semester, which these fellas had to deal with.
It was a nice break for you.
And I just stayed in my little apartment. I had a beautiful view of the Cortona hillside and the blooming flowers, and I could wake up whenever I wanted to.
It was kind of like an enforced vacation.
It was, especially after all the weekend trips we took. We went to Florence, and then we went to Cinque Terre, so it was a nice little break. But anyways, shout out to anyone who's had COVID, because I feel for you.
Alright, up next is Shakedown by the best to ever do it, Mr. Bob Seger.
Into the crowded line, break down, take down, shake down, you busted, busted, shake down, break down, take down, hurry, just about the time you think it's all right, break down, take down, shake down, you busted, shake down, break down, take down, everybody wants into the crowded line.
Bob Seger, featured in the 1987 sequel film Beverly Hills Cop 2, starring Eddie Murphy.
Oh yeah.
I don't know if you know this. You don't. But I am Bob Seger's biggest fan in the entire world.
You may think they're exaggerating. They are not.
They run the Bob Seger fan site.
He is the best of the best. I personally think he is one of the greatest rock and roll writers to ever.
Do you have a favorite Bob Seger song?
Well, obviously, Night Moves is too iconic. But I also love Till It Shines off Stranger in Town, because that guitar riff just sends me away.
I like Hollywood Nights.
It sends you away.
Hollywood Nights,
Nights is great. I don't really know much Bob Seger, but I know enough because I have lived with Emma. And so I just, from osmosis,
I've
absorbed.
All of Bob Seger's
they do, on record. And cassette too. And they listened in the car. It's very sweet. You just have some good bangers, and so we had to include him in this list.
Oh, yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Also,
of course.
Just for Beverly Hills Cop 2 being an iconic 80s movie, which is our theme.
Yeah, it's got a very iconic 80s director. Tony Scott directed that one.
Is it
Top
iconic?
Gun.
It's actually
I must say,
iconic.
It is iconic.
I
think it's pretty iconic. Alrighty.
Speaking of very 80s movies, from the 1986 crime thriller Manhunter, the very first Hannibal Lecter movie starring William Peterson and Brian Cox is Strong As I Am by The Prime Movers. That was Strong As I Am by The Prime Movers from Manhunter. An excellent film. If anybody out there has not seen it, I highly recommend it. It's the best movie with the character Hannibal Lecter in it, and I'll stand by that statement.
What a powerful statement there.
It's a little controversial.
It's way better than Silence of the Lambs.
Well, you know what? I've never seen it. I've never seen Manhunter. I have seen Silence of the Lambs. But I've never seen Manhunter, and now I feel compelled. to watch it.
Well, if the soundtrack is anything to go by, I think it's a pretty good watch.
And Michael Mann directed it too, so you know it's good.
Interesting. Well, we also wanted to do a little transition of topic and talk about our school and whatnot, because we are at the University of Georgia here, and we're nearing the end of our semester, unfortunately. We're only here for less than 2 more weeks, which is bittersweet for sure, because we've made a lot of amazing memories here, but at the same time, we don't want the memories to stop. But there's a culmination of all the hard work we've been doing, and that is called our Mostra, or open house, that is happening on April 16th. So,
from 4 to 6
what?
P.M.
Oh, from 4, I was like, what do you say?
That's this Saturday.
From 4 to 6. This Saturday from 4 to 6.
Everyone is invited. And there
there's going to be so many works of art.
John D. Kehoe Center at the top of the hill.
It's at the top of the hill. Unfortunately, you must hike, but it is worth it.
I heard there might be a shuttle.
Uh-oh.
Maybe.
Uh-oh. Okay,
maybe.
Shuttle or not, there's it's worth your time, because there's going to be a lot of interesting things, a lot of variety.
I can speak for the people at this table. They've slaved away in the studios making their artwork.
That is actually true.
I haven't finished my painting
yet. Me neither. Still got a painting to do, and we got 2 days to do it. So this is not a good plug, because now we're saying about how rushed our work
is. Please come and see it, because it will be for nothing otherwise.
But a lot of the work is not rushed. Most people are not like us and have everything together, and it's very, very beautiful. So, anyways, we wanted to plug that. All right, next song.
Cool. Up next is St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion by John Parr, the titular song of the 1985 coming-of-age film St. Elmo's Fire.
Moving straight ahead, you knew it all. you just heard St. Elmo's Fire, Man in Motion by John Parr from St. Elmo's Fire in 1985, which is a film starring a good portion of the Brat Pack, including Emilio Estevez, Rob Lowe, and Ali Sheedy. And
so tell us about, who is this Brat Pack?
The Brat Pack? I don't know. They were just a group of actors that sort of stole the scene.
A lot of youthful actors that were all in a lot of the same movies.
We've decided to call ourselves the Brat Pack.
Yeah, we're the
basically there's
next
no
incarnation
between us
of
and
the
them.
Brat Pack.
What can we say? We're the reincarnate.
Yeah. We're young. We're
They're
hot.
Still. I think everybody in the Brat Pack
talented.
Is still alive. Though.
You've seen us more than once.
You've seen us more than once. We're back again.
Yeah.
So yeah, we're basically the new Brat Pack.
And we're bringing their energy too. We're bringing the angst. We're bringing.
We're definitely in the coming of age. High stakes
period of our lives.
Colin, I think you should be bringing Rob Lowe's one singular yes. for all of St. Elmo's.
We're bringing the 20-year-olds playing high schoolers
oh,
energy.
Oh yeah, for sure.
All right, our next song is Everybody Needs Somebody by the Blues Brothers. It's from the 1980 musical and comedy The Blues Brothers, starring John Belushi and Dan Aykroyd.
Aykroyd. Heard Everybody Needs Somebody by the Blues Brothers from the Blues Brothers starring John
Another
Belushi.
Titular track.
Well, it's not a titular track, it's the titular band.
Oh, the
yeah, that's true.
Shoot, that is not a titular track at all.
Starring John Belushi, God
Say
rest his soul.
One more time.
Starring John Belushi, God rest his soul, and Dan Aykroyd.
Oh no.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
I think we should all dress.
the suits and the hats and the sunglasses. So we're like the Brat Pack meets the Blues Brothers. That's our aesthetic.
We take back our previous statement that we are the Brat Pack. We're actually not.
We're the Blues Brothers.
We're actually
too.
The Blues Brothers now.
And the next track is
from the Fast Times at Ridgemont High. Made in 1982, we've got Somebody's Baby by Jackson Browne. Hey guys, that was Somebody's Baby by Jackson Browne from the 1982 coming-of-age drama Fast Times at Ridgemont High, starring Jennifer Jason Leigh, Phoebe Cates, Brian Backer, and Sean Penn. And let me tell you, it's a film. You want to talk about coming-of-age and angst? This movie's definitely full of it.
And Sean Penn's funky haircut.
As like a side character. He's not even really like a... He's not even really part of the main plot of this movie. The main plot's a lot more
what's the word? Debaucherous, if that's a word.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of. I watched this movie. I think I was a little bit too young to watch this movie. There was a lot of adult themes for teenagers.
I've never seen it. I thought it was a comedy.
No, it's not. It's not. Speaking of not a comedy and Fast Times, we'd like to talk about the fact that we have been haunted since we got here.
We are not exaggerating or lying. The place where we live is definitely haunted.
There are specters there.
It's overrun.
Colin here has
we are
has
followed
been,
by
Colin
ghosts.
And Emma have seen some.
Oh yeah.
Have had some interactions.
I didn't tell you, Zayla, because I thought I was gonna make you cry. But yesterday I was walking down the hallway and I heard a man's voice in my ear.
No, you didn't.
You did. Because last night, another one of our classmates told me this morning, they asked me if I was in the painting studio last night, and I said no, because I had been down there with her. And so I went to bed, and maybe like an hour later, she said she heard one of our male classmates, she heard his voice at the top of the stairs, and found out the next day that everyone was asleep.
No. No, so you guys maybe have heard the
it
same
the
guy.
Same man.
It was the same voice.
The same ghostly man.
Yeah. Oh, it was the same spirit.
All right, well, the tip that I've heard from supernatural experts that I know is that if they ever identify you by name, don't respond to them.
Oh, yeah, because then it's a demon.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yes. So you didn't hear your name, though, right?
No. Okay.
What was it saying?
I don't know. It was just like a man's.
Dario said,
it didn't
said
freak you
hello.
Out? It didn't freak you out or anything?
I mean, I was like,
yeah. She said it sounded like someone said hello. Like someone was like, hello, from the top of the stairs.
Oh,
and everyone was asleep.
Oh my goodness. Okay, so, we'll put a pin in this convo and we'll pick it up with more ghostly stuff. But we're going to go on to the next song.
But, I mean, at the end of the day, no matter how many ghosts you see, you're always going to be all right. Like the song, I'm All Right, by Kenny Loggins. From the 1980s sports comedy film Caddyshack, starring Rodney Dangerfield, Chevy Chase, Michael O'Keefe, and Bill Murray in a fantastic supporting role.
I'm alright, nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? I'm alright, don't nobody but about me. You got to give me a fight. Why don't you just let me be? Do what you like.
Yeah.
that was I'm Alright by Kenny Loggins from a golfing movie. You know what word also starts with a G? Ghost.
And we're going to continue our little ghost conversation because just in the break that we took between us recording, I'm learning some paranormal stories.
Things have come to light. There's been all revelations.
That I wasn't even aware of.
All of the young Americans.
All of the young Americans up on the hill have encountered some ghosts. I don't know if y'all have encountered your ghosts down below. We have some up there as well.
There's ghosts on the hill.
Colin has like a really scary experience, I feel like.
Well, I was walking down the dorm hallway one night to go to bed, and the lights are off, so I turned around to find the hallway light switch. And,
as you do.
I saw what looked to be the silhouette of a human arm reaching through a doorway. And I turned on the light, and the arm was gone, and the door was closed. And I said, huh, that's strange.
A ghost.
And so I continued on to bed and tried not to think about that for the rest of the night.
Oh, my gosh. I think that I would have passed away immediately. That happened to me.
Me and Em were writing an art history assignment in my bedroom. And all the windows were closed, all the doors were closed, and all of a sudden, it sounded like someone grabbed the handle.
It sounded like someone, like, the bathroom door was closed, and it sounded like someone grabbed the doorknob and was actively trying to break into our room.
It was, like, an absurd amount of...
And, I mean, it went on for, like, 10, 15 minutes.
Are you serious?
It wasn't, like, constant.
Y'all didn't feel the need to tell me this? I live next to that.
Yeah, we knew you would cry and come to sit in my room.
It was sporadic. Yeah, Ava is just now learning all of this information because she is terrified of ghosts.
But we also think that Ava...
And I'm not afraid to say so because I feel like I'm a rational person. I feel like it's rational to be afraid
of
things you don't understand, especially spirits that could be out to get you. Me and Emma have seen too many scary movies.
Hey, man.
I see what happens.
I don't think the ghosts are out to get you. I think... In our case, that ghost may have just needed to pee.
Yeah, it was a nun.
Also, the bathroom doors are hard to open, so I understand that I probably
well,
the same
I think,
thing.
I think hearing that is scary, but, like, hearing the, like, Emma said that they heard voices, and our other classmate told us the other day that he heard a whispering when he was trying to go to sleep, and then he saw, like, a figure in the dark, and some other people have said they've seen some figures in the dark in like their room. Like that is reaching a line. We're seeing
when
figures.
We,
like
ooh. When we leave, the associate director of our program says once we get to the finish, she's going to tell us about all the ghosts that have been seen here, so it doesn't freak us out.
Yeah, I wonder if she's like collecting data to compare the stories and see if there's similarities.
There are some stories that are so heinous that she's like, oh, I can't tell you why you live there. You'll be too scared.
What? Why haven't they done anything? Get some ghost hunters up there!
It's exciting.
Please! Oh my gosh.
Need to, like, cleanse the land.
Are there ghosts in the film Labyrinth?
Well, Labyrinth is a spooky little
there
movie.
There are goblins, though. And the beginning of Labyrinth is actually genuinely freaky.
It is. And we're talking about Labyrinth because...
Because next up is As the World Falls Down by David Bowie in the 1986 musical fantasy film Labyrinth, starring David Bowie.
Such a sad love, deep in your eyes, a kind of pale jewel, open and closed within your eyes. I'll place the sky within your eyes. There's such a cruel heart, beating so fast, in search of new dreams. A love that will last within your heart. I'll place the moon within your heart. As the pain sweeps through, makes no sense for you. Every fear that's gone, it's gone. Was until now's burned off. But I'll be there for you. Strangers to love, we're choosing the path between. live my life between the stars. As the pain sweeps through, makes no sense for you. Every thrill that's gone wasn't too much fun before. But I'll be there for you.
Heard As the World Falls Down by David Bowie from the film Labyrinth that stars David Bowie and also Jennifer Connelly, and it is directed by the beloved Jim Henson. The visuals in this movie are absolutely crazy.
Yes.
I've never seen Labyrinth. Is David Bowie the main character?
He's the villain.
Goblin King.
He's the villain.
And guess he has an awful name too. His name is Jareth.
Oh yeah, Jareth.
Jareth the Goblin King.
Oh, good.
And he is literally titled Goblin King. Yeah. He looks pretty cool. He has some cool makeup and hair. I remember I watched this with Emma when we were like very, very young children, and I thought that he was a woman.
He does have, I don't know how, because he has some very tight pants.
Yes, okay, but I thought he was either a woman or just an androgynous figure, which is true because he is androgynous, but I really was confused when they started calling him Goblin King. I was a man wearing, you know, all these crazy things with Goblin King. Honestly, good for him. Well, cool moves.
David Bowie is up there with the most androgynous people who've ever lived. I think him and Tilda Swinton are matched.
Yeah. They were matched in that one music video.
I don't know.
No idea, dude.
Never mind.
Anyways. Labyrinth is crazy. The costume design is really cool. The set design is really cool. I feel like
Connelly and David Bowie are the only two people in the movie.
It's so cool
a baby.
There is a baby, whatever.
A human baby.
The actors are in the puppet costumes or are puppeteers, which is a little creepy, honestly, as a child, it's so 80s. It's
on track for Jim Henson, though.
It's a classic trippy 80s movie. It's got these unbelievable epic painted backdrops.
Is a part of the Muppets universe.
The Muppets.
That is some weird Muppet realm over there. Very different than Elmo over there. Because it's spooky. There's some there's some like creatures that take their heads off and like try to eat the girl.
Muppet Lobotomy. We were at dinner last night and we were talking about band names, and Emma and Ava both have like lists of band names because we come up with them on the fly. And my personal favorite was Muppet Lobotomy. And
I'm realizing that Labyrinth is a Muppet Lobotomy.
Full circle.
Everyone thought that it meant that a Muppet was having a lobotomy.
Yeah, getting a lobotomy.
I meant it in the way that several Muppets were performing
the lobotomy.
All right, this is a very weird conversation. Anyways, Labyrinth, visually beautiful movie, lots of really cool music. Original music.
The music is great.
I mean, of course, it's David Bowie. You know, it's going to be absolutely amazing.
Everything is covered in glitter.
The plot makes no sense. You watch it, something new happens every 5 minutes. Like, they just introduce so many things, but I don't know. I like it a lot.
It's one of our favorite movies.
That's why we're talking about it so much, just because it is really one of our favorite movies.
My favorite movies happens actually to be movie our next song is from. It's Pretty in Pink. Our last song coming up is If You Leave by Orchestral Maneuvers in the Dark. It's from the 1986 film Pretty in Pink. It's got Molly Ringwald, John Cryer, and Andrew McCarthy. Guys, it's time for us to go. So,
our people
it's
need
over
us.
Already. Yeah.
We gotta get some gelato. We gotta get some dinner.
We do.
You can listen to our show on 88.4 or 92.8 FM, or you can stream at www.radioincountry.org. That's CONTRI.org. And once again, this is the Young Americans signing off for now. Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
See ya.
Ciao, ciao. Every second.